Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kristen, what I am confident of is that this was a display of gross negligence here, that there are 2.1 million service members, and you're probably going to ask, you're probably going to say, oh, these off the rails representatives have gotten death threats. Well, what about the 2.1 million service members? They have put their lives at risk. There is one commander in chief, and when you step outside of the chain of command and try to create the noise and chaos, that only helps our enemies.
Well, that's one of the many things going on Capitol Hill. This afternoon, we have Ryan Schmelz here from Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. So let's start with this story and just find out, if you could, maybe just a little bit of the background of what happened with Senator Kelly and Senator Slotkin and others calling for the military to refuse orders because it's Trump, something like that.
Right. So there was a video that was put out last week, including several former military as well as former intelligence officers who are now in Congress, Mark Kelly being one of them. And they essentially told members of the military that you do not have to follow through with unlawful orders, or is your duty to not follow unlawful orders. And, you know, they didn't specify what those orders were. But of course, that led to quite the backlash from Republican circles, especially the Trump administration, where President Trump put some pretty aggressive statements out there saying seditious conspiracy, saying words like traitors, and even, you know, inferring punishable by death, which led to a lot of background. And of course, the White House had to put out or came out later that day and said that no, President Trump does not want to execute members of Congress. But now we are learning that apparently Mark Kelly, one of the officers who was, or one of the senators who was in that video, is now being investigated.
Yeah, and what I've read just this morning is that Senator Mark Kelly could be called, he's in reserve, so he could be called back to active duty and then could face punishment from the military. Does that sound right?
Possibly, yes. And Mark Kelly's the only one, I believe, in that group who's still, a member of the armed services. The other ones are considered to be, I think, retired. But he apparently is still active in the reserves.
Wow, this is a wild story. I did see the video and did think, well, that seems like they're pushing it. And now the question seems to revolve around what is an unlawful order? And, you know, they did the rounds. I saw Slotkin on one of the weekend shows saying, well, we said unlawful orders. And they pressed her and said, well, what has Trump said that's unlawful? And it didn't seem like she could really answer that question.
Yeah, and I asked Jason Crow that question after he was pressed pretty extensively by Martha McCallum, and he pretty much said that in some ways he alluded that hasn't happened yet, but there's the idea that it could happen under the Trump administration. So in some ways that might answer the question, but in other ways, you know, these members have not been exactly clear about what specific orders they want these members to not follow through with. But of course, some of this might have to do with which talk about with Venezuela, where the Trump administration has been using military force to destroy what they believe are cartel vessels. But you know, there hasn't really been, I think, a big communication between Congress and the White House on this. And Congress has kind of been asking, or at least some Democrats have been asking, if what the legal authority is for the Trump administration to do this.
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Switching gears a little bit to the House side from the Senate, Marjorie Taylor Greene is making news this weekend and saying that she is going to retire from Congress right after her pension kicks in, which is very nice for her.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mm-hmm. What does this do with the math for Republicans in the House? Is this a concern?
It certainly is a concern. Anytime Republicans lose a member, there is a little bit of anxiety that happens, especially when that seat needs to be filled by a special election and you've got time that you're kind of waiting all that out. So, you know, when Sylvester Turner in Texas, his seat's supposed to be filled, that makes the majority even slimmer. And, you know, keep in mind, when we're getting into a government funding fight starting in January, Republicans are going into this expecting Thomas Massie to not vote with them. So if Thomas Massie's not willing to vote with them, I mean, in some ways, they don't really even have much of a majority at all. So the math is going to be a huge problem for Republicans.
Is Massie just in his own camp now? I mean, does he, we see the headlines about him, you know, being a problem for the Republicans and their numbers, of course, just like we're talking about. But is he actually voting with Republicans a lot of other times that we just don't hear about?
Yeah, he is. I mean, like, you know, look at some of the censure resolutions that were proposed last week. He voted with Republicans on them. There's been a couple other things that he's been pretty steadfast in voting with Republicans on. But when it comes to these spending battles, he's fought his party tooth and nail on them. And he's also, you know, was one of the most vocal critics, or I mean, he was the person leading the effort on the discharge petition on the Epstein files. And that, in many ways, ticked off party leadership. So, yeah, there certainly have been times that he has probably stood against the president and not really been, you know, the biggest ally in that regard.
Ryan, getting into the drama here a little bit between Marjorie Taylor Greene and the president. You know, the president doesn't seem like he really has a lot of problems with her. He, you know, he speaks out against her when she does something he doesn't like, which he does with everybody. But it didn't. It just surprised me that she was ready to retire based on this little feud, which didn't seem like a big deal to me.
Well, it ended up being a lot bigger feud when he was calling for a primary challenger to her, and it was probably going to be a pretty toxic primary heading into election season. So in many ways, that was at least what she cited as her major reason for deciding to get out, that she did not want to put her district through a very toxic primary, which, you know, all signs point to this was definitely a strong possibility. Now, people haven't ruled out what could be next for her, you know, a potential run for governor of Georgia, a potential run for Senate in Georgia. Those are certainly things that are on the table right now.
Ryan, last topic before we run out of time here, but what else, you know, this is a holiday week. We're going into the holiday season. What's happening on Capitol Hill? Everybody in session? I mean, what is the,
well,
what's going on?
They're out of session.
Right?
They're out of session for now, yeah.
Okay.
But everything's going to, I mean, James Comey's going to dominate the headlines for the rest of the day. And, you know, that'll be probably the big story today.
You know, we kind of jumped in on this a little late. I was reading up on it. We haven't talked about it yet. Can you fill us in on that before you run?
Yeah, so a judge ruled in that case that the U.S. attorney in this case was appointed against the Constitution and was not, you know, somebody who should have been overseeing the case. So you have both the case against Letitia James as well as the case against James Comey both dropped. You know, could there be a something that could be brought up later? We'll see. But right now, this is a pretty big setback for the Trump DOJ.
Ryan, is there a known route for the Trump camp here? Are they going to appeal it, or is it, no, we'll just refile it once we figured out what the complaint is against
the attorney? Yeah, we have not heard specifically what the Trump administration is going to try to do here. We're still trying to get some reaction.
Cool. Yeah, I know that was breaking right before we went on today, so thanks for updating us on that. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Appreciate your time, as usual.
Of course. Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Take care. Ryan Schmelz, our normal Monday guest at this time. We haven't really talked about that, and it was break. I was reading up on it, but I thought, shoot, we need to kind of talk about the Mamdani stuff. We haven't talked about the poll yet. We'll get to that in a minute. But just to update you from what I've seen about the Comey and Letitia James stuff is that a federal grand jury has already indicted Comey. So that's not really a question. It's that the judge over that case, and again, I'm reading this like as we're starting the show at noon, the judge in the case against Comey, at least, I think this is the same for Letitia James, said that the attorney who brought the case, whose name is, let me pull it up here, Lindsey Halligan, I believe. I lost it on my phone. I had it. Lindsey Halligan, she was appointed incorrectly. Like, I mean, some paperwork issue. So it's not the actual case against Comey.
Okay.
This is what you're going to hear right now is, oh, he's been, the case fell apart. They didn't actually have a case against him or Letitia James. That's not true. They do have a case. It's that the judge found some sort of box that maybe they didn't check or whatever and determined that the attorney who brought the case, Lindsey Halligan, who's working for a district there for the Trump administration, I get lost in that stuff, was not legally allowed to bring that case, or she was not appointed properly,
right,
or something like that. So in my reading, that means that these cases will be brought back very swiftly,
mm-hmm,
either by appeal. A lot of people are saying, well, they'll just appeal it anyway. It didn't matter. This is the way things go. Or they will check that box, have a different attorney bring the exact same case, something like that. So when you see the headline, just know this is all kind of procedural stuff, and it's all part of the chess of playing these things out. Apparently, this judge was very much in the bag for Comey, mm-hmm, and Letitia James, the Democrat-appointed judge, and so he found something to say, ah, we're going to kick this can down a little bit, and it's all part of the process.
Yeah.
So even though that's a big headline, when I was reading up on it, I thought, eh, this will be just sort of like another chapter in the book of prosecuting these public figures. We're going to take a short break here and come back and talk about that poll, which I haven't mentioned yet. Will the Epstein files boomerang on Democrats? Number options here for you to choose from. Yes, it will. No, or it already has. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's the Andy Frye Show.
Hey. Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.